tomorrow, an Australian export will be on stage for three performances inside Star Theatre at Walton Arts Centre. The show Boats is a tale of two mariners and their lifelong friendship. There are two actors, Jeff Michael and Quinn Griggs. We'll meet them in a moment, as well as puppetry, inventive use of everyday objects as props, and a soundtrack that's partly created on the spot with the use of two microphones. One of the mics is more or less a standard issue microphone used by the actors to record their own sounds that are then looped for use throughout the show.
And the other one is a hydrophone. It's a phone especially designed to go underwater. So that gives you a hint about at least one of the sound effects we make with it, where there is water involved and you get a nice gurgling sound, amongst other things, and also picks up vibration very well.
That's Quinn Griggs, one of the two actors in the Terrapin Theatre production of Boats. He says the sound effects created, both by the underwater microphone and by their voices, mesh into storms used to tell the story. Quinn's partner on stage is Jeff Nichol. Jeff, Cleveland-born and now a resident of Tasmania, says Boats respects the intelligence of younger patrons. He says Finnegan Kruckmeyer's script allows for imagination to play a big role.
It also, I think, it appreciates the nuance existing in story that you don't have to actually, every story can benefit from multiple readings. So it doesn't all have to be crystal clear and all laid down for you in the first go. I mean, a lot of us do only read a book once or see a film once, but certainly for us, it's great that this show has a lot of depth to it because we're performing it all the time, but also because it doesn't talk down to students or children, it also doesn't, it really meets them at their level. There's some sadness in the show and there's some difficult moments, but I think because it's addressed sometimes metaphorically or in figurative language, but also alluded to, there are lots of audience members who, for them, that might just sort of go over their heads and they don't necessarily realize that because maybe they're not necessarily astute or emotionally involved enough to actually grasp that, but that doesn't mean it's any less of a story for them.
There is theatrical magic going on from start to finish. A circus emerges from a jacket, a bird is crafted out of string and flies overhead, and a hat is transformed into an island. And there's physical work too. At one point, Jeff ends up on Quinn's shoulders.
There are a few moves where they counterbalance or throw each other about, and there is one where we get a too high, which basically Jeff stands on my shoulders and continues to tell the story from up high.
So all you need to pull off the show is some balance, plenty of concentration, puppetry skills, and an ability to make these seemingly impossible seem real in front of an audience just a few feet away. Sometimes the actors perform the piece as many as three times a day, and Quinn has been in more than 300 separate performances, both here and in Australia. It has yet, he says, become the least bit boring or tiresome. He's grateful it's a complex show.
And I'm also really grateful that there's a lot of doing in it, because it means that the acting becomes just another layer and something that's really enjoyable, just to complement all the physical activity that we do on stage. And it is a physically demanding show. We have to warm up for at least half an hour before the show so that, you know, we make sure that everything happens smoothly and we don't hurt ourselves or anything in the show.
The Terrapin Theatre production of Boats has already been staged for school groups nine times this week at Walton Arts Centre. There are three public performances tomorrow, 10, noon, and 2. More information about the theatre company can be found at terrapin.org.au. Remember, it's an Australian outfit. And more about the particular shows tomorrow can be found at waltonartscentre.org.